This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I do not suffer from fear of flying. I could, if I really think about it, and think about all the things that could go wrong, but I don't. And I travel a lot. And I get into that plane, and I expect, because it works, and it's always worked, it'll work for me that day, that the odds of anything going wrong is slim. And they always say the most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport. Well, a passenger had to land a plane all by his lonesome after the pilot had a medical issue. And thank God for the air traffic controller who was able to walk him through it. So apparently this passenger was aboard a flight from Bahamas to Florida. He was able to successfully land the plane having no flight experience. Now, I don't think we have his name yet, but man, hallelujah, he saved his life. And wow, I mean, if ever you don't like to listen, this is when you listen and you follow directions, okay? You know? My husband's a pilot, so if I'm ever flying with him, I feel comfortable he can, you know, take over the plane. I don't know about a big commercial plane, but at least a Cessna. But the passenger was on board a Cessna 208 Caravan traveling from Leonard Thompson International Airport in Marsh Harbor, the Bahamas, on Tuesday, but the pilot suffered a medical emergency and fell unconscious. The man was wearing light-colored clothes and sunglasses, quickly sprang into action and managed to successfully land the plane in a feat that one JetBlue pilot said was nothing short of a miracle. Hallelujah. But man, that was scary. He was aided by Robert Morgan, the true hero in all of this, an air traffic controller. He printed out a picture of the control cockpits to guide the passenger through the steps of flying and landing the plane as he struggled with the navigation system. After he successfully landed, Robert Morgan told WBPF that the two embraced on the tarmac of the Palm Beach International Airport in Florida, and then they were pictured. Oh, man. I would, too. If I was the air traffic controller, I'm like, okay, he landed. I got to get out there and give this guy a high five and grab a selfie. So that's what they did. I don't blame him. In fact, that air traffic controller should have gotten the rest of the day off, as far as I'm concerned. He, maybe a week, paid week's vacation, whatever. He deserves a trophy. So Morgan said it felt really good to help somebody, and he told me that he was going to go home tonight and see his pregnant wife. Wow. So Morgan said he was on his break reading a book outside when he received an emergency call that a passenger with no flight experience was trying to land a commercial flight safely. He revealed that he has never actually flown a Cessna Caravan before, but he is an FAA certified flight instructor with around 1,200 hours of flying time under his belt. Morgan said he quickly decided to print out a layout of the cockpit, which he used to guide the passenger through the steps of flying, landing the plane. And he said, I just feel like it was probably meant to happen. I knew the plane was flying like any other plane. I just had to keep him calm, point him to the runway, and tell him how to reduce the power so he could descend to land. Before I knew it, he was like, I'm on the ground. How do I turn this thing off? Wow. Hallelujah. They say audio of the man's conversation with air traffic control obtained by Daily Mail reveals that the situation was tense. In the recordings, the passenger could be heard telling air traffic control in Fort Pierce, I've got a serious situation here. He flew over the Florida coastline. You know, because they ask where your position is. And I heard when the air traffic control said, where's your position? Now, you're supposed to be able to say how many nautical miles you are out or where your, I don't know, latitude, longitude, whatever you give them for position. And he said what I would have said. I don't know. I see the Florida coastline.
I'm coming from the Bahamas. You know, I mean, you could tell them where you're coming from and where you were going towards, and they could then pretty much hopefully pick you up on their, you know, air traffic control radar. So he said, my pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the plane. The air traffic agent then said, what's the position? He said, I have no idea. I don't even think I heard cussing, but then again, I haven't listened to the whole transcript because I would have been like, how the flip do I know? Call my mom, you know, call my husband, call my kids, tell them I love them. Could you post an update on Facebook telling everybody why I haven't responded to them so they don't get mad? You know, I mean, I would be, yeah. So the air traffic controller told the passenger he would try to locate the plane when the emergency call came through. Maintain wings level, just try to follow the coast, either north or south bound. We're trying to locate you. For the next 4 minutes, passenger remained calm, tried to work out what to do, wait for the air traffic controller to find his aircraft. Have you guys located me yet? And then he says, I can't even get my nav screen to turn on. It has all the information on it. You guys have any ideas on that? And then the man was flying off the coast of Boca Raton at the Palm Beach Airport, eventually was able to guide him down. And the landing was wobbly, but ultimately safe. And, wow. So, you know, it was, you know, a scary time. So, you know, I always fear being in planes with only one pilot. That's why I'm more comfortable in big commercial planes, because there's two pilots. And then sometimes there's somebody in the, you know, what are the ones that kind of piggyback? I forget that term for it, where they could, you know, hop on the plane for free. So hopefully there's more than one person that can fly the plane. And the reason why is you do everything in duplicates, because medical emergencies happen. Stroke, heart attack, seizure. And, you know, I did take flying lessons. I took a few flying lessons. The big problem I had was, and this is going to sound very, very weird, but the flight instructor I was with had horrible breath. And I, you know, had trouble breathing in the plane. It was not only do you have the lack of air pressure, but it stunk. And I had a very tough time breathing when it stunk. And then I had to pee. I got to land the plane, I got to go pee. You know, because it was a small plane, didn't have a bathroom on it. So I never got through my flying lessons. I just was like, you know what? And also the big worry I had is my kids were young. And I'm like, I have two babies down there. And, I mean, they're already older kids. So for me, I didn't do it. But eventually, I do want to learn to fly for this reason. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is something that has come up that I've been asked about. And CNN wrote a piece, which one of you had forwarded to me, saying overturning Roe v. Wade could have major repercussions for IVF treatments, and that fertility experts are concerned. And so this was sent to me because the listener was, why would a fertility expert be in support of Roe v. Wade? So, it's interesting. Okay. So we can't lump all doctors into one political landscape. Everybody's mixed. The average doctor, and this, you know, keeps being asked, does the average doctor think a fetus is alive or not alive till it's born? So in medicine, it might not be that simple. I mean, to me, you know, at conception, it's growing. It's obviously a growing living organism. In terms of the political ramifications, you're going to have doctors split on that. But, you know, so I can't speak for all doctors, but very difficult to not look at a growing fetus as a life. And when you take care of a pregnant mom, you are always aware of that fetus. In medicine, though, however, we do with early pregnancies, when a mom is found out to be pregnant, we do ask if she is going to want to keep the pregnancy. If she does, we want to start her immediately with prenatal care. We want to organize, set that up, start breaking out the plan. If they say no, then we still want to protect the mom. I'll still give the mom prenatal vitamins. You know, well, no, I'm not keeping the baby. I'm like, but a pregnancy can still deplete you of vitamins, or in case you change your mind, I want to make sure we at least are protecting you and the fetus if you choose to keep the fetus. If not, at least you're keeping your vitamins up. So I will still give prenatal vitamins to somebody who is not planning to keep the child. And then, you know, when that would happen, I would refer them to gynecology, OB, you know, for them to go through the counseling and then go through the process if that's what they want. I had a lot of patients have to change their mind. And so when you are a physician and you diagnose pregnancy, that's not the time for the patient to make this decision on abortion or not. And I always allow those patients that time. I don't always assume they want the baby. I have to assume that they found this pregnancy to be a surprise. Sometimes they're like, yeah, we've been trying, hallelujah. Or they're there going, please tell me I'm pregnant, please. Or I think I'm pregnant, my pregnancy test was positive. You have others going, please tell me I'm not, please tell me I'm not. Oh, no, please. And so I then talk about what might have been the circumstances around it. You know, this was unplanned. Did the birth control you were given not work? Did the condom break? Was that, you know, some people were, I'm on birth control. I have an IUD. I've had people who had IUDs and got pregnant while the IUD was supposedly working. So as a doctor, you want to find the circumstances around it because, you know, you also want to educate them on, well, maybe, you know, you have an IUD that's expired because it didn't get changed out in the proper time. Or maybe you weren't using your birth control correctly, or maybe, you know, condoms only, you know, maybe he stealthed. I don't know. So you also want to find out the situation around it and say, look, this is a lot of news, okay? We just found out you're pregnant. I'd get the last menstrual period to date it so I could get a rough estimate of how old the fetus could be and the pregnancy could be. And I say, look, you know, based on our calculations, you might be about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks pregnant. You know, talk to the father, talk to your family. And I'm going to give you the name of an OB-GYN, whether you decide to keep the baby or not. You could at least then, if you don't have a gynecologist, go through your options. And then many of them did decide to keep the child. And we live in a state where you could have abortion pretty easily. So, you know, the one thing that I think a lot of doctors agree on is people shouldn't make the decision rashly. People need to understand their options. They have to, you know, make sure that the mom's health comes first, and then make sure that the fetus health is protected if the mom wants to keep the baby, keep the pregnancy. So with this CNN piece, they say doctors who work in the fertility field and academics who study the legal landscape say there's grave uncertainty both about how abortion laws already in the books will be interpreted and about how lawmakers and local prosecutors may, quote, seek to push the envelope. They say that lack of clarity could affect treatments doctors are willing to offer IVF patients and the decisions people will have to make about how to pursue growing their families. So I think what they're talking about is, well, sometimes with IVF, there might be certain embryos that don't make it. Or there might be multiple pregnancies, such as, remember Octomom? I think she was doing fertility treatments and she ended up having 8 babies. And so sometimes to protect the life of one or two of the children, they might end the life of some of the other fetuses. So they're, you know, it's complicated. So they might be talking about how, you know, if there are multiple embryos, you know, what if, or what if there are genetic conditions or the embryo might not be a healthy pregnancy. Clinicians or clients might want to discard them then, you know, or if they have the in vitro in vitro fertilization where there are embryos and some of these embryos might not be, long-term viable, then they might want to discard them before they are implanted. So I don't believe that the overturn of Roe v. Wade necessarily will end any sort of counseling fertility doctors might want to do, because again, what Roe v. Wade overturned means is the feds are out of it and it's going to be up to the states and their laws will then supersede. Roe v. Wade would be, if it does overturn, means you can't have the federal government decide, you know, what everybody has to do in this country and, you know, taxpayers, all that other stuff. They're out. Each individual state can decide. Now, if some state says absolutely none, no way, nothing, then fertility doctors are going to then have to ask for exemptions, and there would have to be those exemptions, which I believe many states do have. And I think a lot of fertility doctors do work with state legislators on, look, you know, there has to be, you know, these sort of amendments to what we need to do medically. But, you know, people are now saying, well, you know, Roe v. Wade overturn means then that could affect everything. You know, it could affect gay marriage. It could affect, see, because up until recently, the states had the authority, the states had the ability to decide what their constituents wanted. Where there's all this controversy is if somebody wanted to get married and they lived in a state that wouldn't, you know, support, let's say, gay marriage, they had to go to another state. And so having the federal government say, look, you know, we are not going to force people to have to go out of state for certain services or things that they want to do. Some people want that federal overreach. They want that federal look. You know, anybody in our great country, no matter what territory, can get married if they want to, which I support. You know, but when it comes to abortion, it doesn't necessarily say that you can't have an abortion. It just says we're going to let the states decide, which they've kind of been doing anyway. You know, but we keep dealing with all these lawsuits because people say, well, this is unconstitutional. This is unconstitutional. Where in the Constitution does it say that, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 15 weeks? Well, the Constitution doesn't necessarily talk about abortion. They talk about, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so it's still frustrating because it's, you know, who decides if the fetus is a life or not? You know, somebody might agree with the federal government, somebody might agree with their governor, somebody might not. But it sounds to me like the Supreme Court, and I said this before, does not want to be involved, does not want these cases keeping coming up to them on the constitutionality of it, and they want to give it back to the states for them to control. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation hit 8.3% in April. The Labor Department reported on Wednesday that consumer prices made that jump in the past 12 months that came in below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which marked the highest rate since 1981. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Tuesday press conference, where he attempted to lay out a plan to curb inflation, is drawing criticism from conservatives. Senator Rick Scott spoke to Newsmax.
That was a pretty disappointing press conference. There was no plan to deal with inflation. It was just, how does the president blame somebody else for inflation?
And gas prices nationwide are reaching all-time highs. AAA reports Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions of people are bracing for a heat wave. Temperatures are expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across central states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather begins today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Beware before getting behind the wheel of a Tesla. The automaker is recalling nearly 130,000 vehicles for problems with the touchscreen. The company says it can overheat and cause the infotainment system to go blank. The company said it will fix the problem with a software update. An incident with a pilot forced a passenger to land a private plane at Palm Beach International Airport on Tuesday. WPBF in West Palm Beach reports the passenger of the single-engine plane contacted air traffic control after he said the pilot became incoherent. The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's give you some updates. We looks like have a little bit of movement on a successful counterattack. Ukraine has said that their counterattack drives have been able to push Russian troops back to their own border near Kharkiv. So that's a good sign that Ukraine has been able to drive Russian troops back, like get the heck out. A huge humiliating loss for Putin. However, on the flip side, commanders say they recaptured four small towns in the north of Ukraine's second largest city. Ukraine has been able to recapture those four small towns that Russia had taken, and if confirmed, it would put the city's Volchansk key supply hub, linking Russia's Belgorod to its front lines in Donbass, within artillery range, threatening to cut supply lines and hampers Putin's efforts to take the region. So this could be huge. In the meantime, however, Ukraine had to temporarily cut off a supply hub of gas pipe in a Russian-controlled part of Donbas, which transports up to a third of its gas to Europe starting today. They say this marks the first time that pipelines carrying gas, which is the lifeblood of Russia's economy and vital source of funding for its military, have been affected by the war. Now, Gazprom, Russia's energy supplier, confirmed that the rate of gas flowing into Europe had fallen by around a quarter after supplies through the pipeline that Ukraine had threatened to cut fell to zero. So this will obviously have an effect on Europe. Russian gas is a key source of energy for Germany and many other EU economies, European Union economies. So it has, you know, flowed, since the war. But in a statement late Tuesday, the Ukrainian gas transportation system operator, GTSOU, said it had decided to suspend operations at a major transit point because of, quote, interference by the occupying forces. The Sokranovka measuring station handles as much as 32.6 million cubic meters per day, or about a third of Russian gas that flows via Ukraine to Europe. As a result of the Russian Federation military aggression against Ukraine, several GTS facilities are located in territory temporarily controlled by Russian troops and the occupation administration. It said, adding that Russian interference, including the unauthorized diversion of gas, has endangered the stability and safety of the system. So Ukraine said gas volumes could be shifted instead to the Sudza transit point further west in territory it controls, and pointed to a similar move that it had to do back in 2020 to allow repairs to be carried out. So Russia's gas company, Gazprom, said in a statement that such a reconfiguration would be technically impossible and saw no reason for the disruption. So on one end, people are thinking, well, is Russia purposely messing with the gas so Europe gets, you know, involved and has to, you know, make a decision of, you know, who they're going to help, in terms of, you know, wait a second, you know, we need Russia. Or I don't think so. I think Russia wants the gas to still flow and them still be able to get their rubles and whatever they've also demanded for the gas. So, you know, this is something that you know, I believe is initiated by Ukraine to, you know, for safety. But also you wonder if Ukraine is trying to say, look, Europe, wake up. You want your gas. We need help. You know, while the Russians are still here, it is going to mess everything up. If you want to go back to normal, help. And I'm not saying that's what they're saying, but you wonder if that could also be involved. Now, a separate statement reported by Reuters, Gazprom said the volume shipped to Europe via Ukraine on Wednesday were down 25% from Tuesday's levels, falling from about 96 million cubic meters to 72 million. Yuri Vitrenko, chairman of Naftogaz, Ukraine's state-owned energy firm, told reporters on Wednesday that his company would consider taking legal action against Gazprom. So this is there's a lot of problems with this, but the longer this goes, Europe is going to be facing winter soon. I mean, here we are about to go into summer. And it's going to be another hot summer. In fact, Texas has had a heat wave. We're going to expect a hot, ugly summer, hurricanes, things like that. You know, worldwide, it's going to be a rough summer. But then we have fall and winter coming, and in Europe, it gets colder quicker. And that's going to be happening in the next probably 4 or 5 months. So for them to be able to prepare for winter, they need to start preparing now. Even though we're coming, into the summer initially. So they want to refill storage tanks before winter. They say this will hasten Europe's plans to move away from imports of Russian gas. The EU gas storage facilities are about 37% full, according to data from Gas Infrastructure Europe, which is normal for the time of year, but short of the 80% target the bloc has set for November. And also, they want to be over-prepared, too. European natural gas prices rose 5% Wednesday, but then fell a little bit back. But oil prices, which have dropped, jolted higher by the news. And so, you know, as Europe is going to be affected with fuel and affected with food, we, you know, sadly will feel this too. There's going to be calls either on America to help or America to be foregoing some of their supplies of what they need, and it's a mess. And the stability of Europe would really affect the stability of the world. So, the we keep looking at this as, I call it a war, and I call it the start of World War III. But everybody's like, oh, it's a conflict. No, between Russia and Ukraine, it's a conflict. Yes, it is a conflict by definition, but when you have genocide, when you have women and children being killed, when you have, from what I understand, people still stuck in the Azovstal plant, you have prisoners taken. We are being told that prisoners, millions, have been shipped to Russia to be put into camps. This is a war. And I understand that the world is commending Ukraine and Vladimir Zelensky. Oh, we admire you so much. And I get that they are giving, military equipment and money and aid and help. But at some point, somebody, i.e. the UN, is going to have to decide on when they are going to get involved, get innocent people who are still trapped in there out, stop the deportation of innocent people going to these camps, which very eerily are resembling what we saw in Nazi Germany. And if the UN doesn't get involved, and this continues to rattle the stability of Europe or the stability of the world, we are going to be involved in a World War III anyway. They say Taiwan has been on alert, concerned that China's been, every now and then bringing in their air force, and I guess they've been doing some teases. And I'm not exactly sure the purpose of the tease. In the olden days, you would have like a surprise attack, right? But China thinks Taiwan is theirs. And so, China, if they were going to take advantage, this is the time to do it. In fact, China has warned a U.S. warship of performing drills near Taiwan. China warned and monitored a U.S. warship that sailed through the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet said the guided missile cruiser USS Port Royal conducted a routine Taiwan Strait transit through the international waters in accordance with international law. The ship transited through a corridor of the strait that is beyond the territorial sea of any coastal state, demonstrating the U.S. commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. In response to the drill, however, the People's Liberation Army Eastern Theater Command accused Washington of frequently staging such dramas and provoking trouble, sending the wrong signals to Taiwan independence forces, and deliberately intensifying tensions across the Taiwan Strait. So the Chinese command also said its forces had monitored the ship, warned it, asserting that Chinese troops maintain high alert at all times, resolutely counteract all threats and provocations, and resolutely defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. So, similarly to Russia, China might say that they feel threatened. So, our moves in the Pacific, if they're going to be used as an excuse, as a false flag, that's going to then bring China into a war. 1-877-DOG-BELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I really wish Congress would be doing the job that we paid for and have them fix a lot of the things that need to get fixed. Like, we need baby formula, and I'm not sure what's going on with the FDA still keeping the Abbott plant closed. Abbott plant said that, look, our, you know, they ruled out that the Coronabacter and Salmonella didn't come from this facility. Oh, so can we get back to running? Can they help us, you know, deal with some of the inflation and some of the other crises that we're dealing with, high prices, supply chain issues, and some of the other things that we're dealing with? Well, instead, Chuck Schumer wants a vote to, even though they know it's going to fail in the Senate, to show the American people where politicians stand on Roe v. Wade.
And, you know, I get that it's going to be a very rough election. And the Democrats are very concerned about how they're going into the midterms and how abortion rights might help them. This leak from the Supreme Court might have been a lifeline, life preserver for, you know, the Democratic Party. But this is, sadly, it's a waste of time, resources, and it's just politics. I just think there's so many better ways to do things. And I know it's easy for us to say, going, oh, you know, politics should stink or whatever, but I really get blown away by the time that's wasted, the money that's wasted, and it's all for talking points, and it's all for check marks to be, you know, check the box, and it's all for, you know, platforms. So what's happening here is the Senate is supposed to be voting on a nationwide abortion bill. So before the Supreme Court even finishes going through the draft, this was a draft leak, a first draft of many, Congress, and Schumer has said, wants to put everybody's name in the record for where they are on Roe v. Wade. And, you know, just a review, Roe v. Wade took the decision of abortion away from the states and put it into the federal control, where some sort of abortion is legal throughout the United States, and states have to allow there to be abortion. And then it also allowed there to be funding through Congress. Planned Parenthood gets, I believe, a lot of funding. Now, remember years ago there was an issue with Susan Komen for the Cure, where during the recession, the Great Recession, they were not going to be given their typical donations. And from what I understand, they had said publicly, look, you know, we're going to have to cut back on our donations. We will not be able to donate to Planned Parenthood this year. Planned Parenthood was furious. Congress got involved. And then Komen for the Cure had to donate to Planned Parenthood. I thought Komen for the Cure for breast cancer was supposed to receive donations. Instead, they have to give money to Planned Parenthood. It just, there's a huge disconnect with what's happening with money and abortions. And this is a very private thing between a woman and their doctor. You know, and if, you know, if a woman gets pregnant, as I said, when we diagnose pregnancy, we review why it might have been, you know, an accident. If it was planned, we're like, congratulations, that's great. But if someone's like, I don't want it, you know, they're like, okay, so this doesn't happen again. What do you think went wrong? You know, we've given you birth control. I can't take the pill. I'm not good with the pill. Okay, well, you know, after you decide what to do with this pregnancy, if you're going to keep it or not, maybe future birth control might be better. Maybe the IUD or the Depo-Provera shot or the Nexplanon. You know, we take this time with people. You know, sadly, many people don't go to the doctor. They'll find out they're pregnant, and then they'll go to the nearest clinic. So, you know, I do like the idea of doctors getting involved. Well, the Senate right now is set to vote today on advancing a bill, according to NBC News, that would enshrine broad protections for legal abortion nationwide. Again, this was triggered by the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that still has not been made final. The vote on the Women's Health Protection Act, see, they call it Women's Health Protection Act. They, you know, so if you're against it, that means you're anti-women's health. Barely passed in the House, but they say it is certain to fail with only 49 senators expected to support the measure. They need at least 60 votes to defeat a Republican filibuster. Democratic leaders see the vote as an opportunity to stir up their base, according to NBC News, ahead of midterm elections in November, in which their party faced stiff headwinds, from President Joe Biden's negative approval ratings to voter concerns about inflation, the border, all sorts of things. Strategists in the party hope to make an impression on the sizable majority of Americans who want to uphold Roe v. Wade. Senator Joe Manchin, the only Democratic senator, says he opposes the bill. Now, he says it goes too far. Manchin said that he would vote for a bill that would legalize abortion on the federal level, but he said this current bill is not what I was hoping for or what I expected. It goes too far. He said, I was hoping that the Democratic Party, having control of the agenda, would put a piece of legislation forward that would codify Roe v. Wade. He said, to me, that would be reasonable, rational thing to do. The bill we have today to vote on, Women's Health Protection Act, make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It is an expansion. It wipes 500 to 500 state laws off the books. I think that's a typo. It expands abortion. Manchin lamented that the bill that he and his colleagues will be voting on goes too far on an issue that is extremely political and divisive. He said, which I agree with, we should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided. And it's really the politics of Congress that's dividing the country. It's not the people. They're telling us what they want. And it's just disappointing that we're going to be voting on a piece of legislation which I will not vote for today. But I would vote for Roe v. Wade codification if it was today. I was hopeful for that, but I found out yesterday in caucus that wasn't going to be. So, he said he's been pro-life all his life. I believe strongly in my religion. He does believe in exceptions for cases such as rape and incest and supports abortion rights consistent with Roe v. Wade because it's been the law of this land. Maybe my pro-life might not be someone else's pro-life, but I know how I feel. He said life is, it's a gift. So that's what he said. So, Susan Collins of Maine, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, say they would support abortion rights and have proposed a narrower bill that includes carve-outs for religious or moral objections. So, ahead of the vote, Senate Democratic leaders circulated a letter from progressive and reproductive rights groups, including Center for American Progress, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, arguing that the Collins-Murkowski bill is too narrow and would not protect the right to abortion. So, Senator Chuck Schumer called this one of the most important votes we take in this chamber in decades. They say for the first time in 50 years, a conservative majority, an extreme conservative majority on the Supreme Court, is on the brink of declaring what women do not have the right to an abortion, which, again, isn't exactly what the draft said. The draft said that the federal government cannot say a woman doesn't have a right. It can't say it does. The federal government doesn't have that authority with the Constitution. The states do. The people have the right to decide if an abortion is okay or not. So, and if it should be law. So the federal government might have added additional protection, but if the majority of the people are, quote-unquote, you know, pro-abortion or pro-choice, then most of the states would then have laws for that. But 26 states might not. In fact, a Pew Research poll said 19% say it should be legal in all cases without exception. 61% of U.S. adults say they want abortion to be mostly legal. So even though it looks like a majority want there to be some sort of access to abortion, it's not the whole United States, and there's a very small percentage that say no matter what, all across the board, abortion, first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, whatever, it be allowed. And so I think when you start to divide what people want, you start to see, you know, maybe the majorities are minorities. And I think the majority of people, they don't want their tax dollars going to this. So, you know, there's, they want women to have a right to choice. But, you know, how much do they have to be involved? So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.